Dear friends, I offer two descriptions of the human condition of words attributed to the Buddha. First, the end of birth is death. The end of relationship is separation. The end of accumulation is dispersion. The end of birth is death. The end of relationship is separation. The end of accumulation is dispersion. It's difficult to argue with these statements. All birth leads to the death of that which is born. All relationships end in separation, and the accumulation of all things eventually ends up in the dispersion and loss of those things. Second, I offer a description from the Lokavipatti Sutta from the Pali Canon. The Buddha describes four pairs of opposites which every human unavoidably experiences in this life. Quote, monks, these eight worldly conditions spin after the world, and the world spins after these eight worldly conditions. Which eight? Namely, gain and loss, status and disgrace, censure and praise, pleasure and pain. These are the eight worldly conditions that spin after the world, and the world spins after these eight worldly conditions. Gain and loss, status and disgrace, censure and praise, pleasure and pain. Who in this room has not experienced all of these things? To accept the truth of these words, we are required to relinquish, to let go of, our hopeful delusions that we might somehow avoid experiencing aging, illness, misfortune, and death, and by accepting our good fortune, pleasure, and praise in turn. So how does one work skillfully with these facts of our human condition? In what can we place our trust and our hope and our faith? The following story is a Taoist parable which offers one approach to working with the challenges of an unpredictable, uncertain world. A farmer and his son had a beloved stallion that helped the family earn a living. One day the horse ran away and their neighbors exclaimed, "Your horse ran away, what terrible luck." The farmer replied, "Maybe so, maybe not, we'll see." A few days later, the horse returned home, leading a few wild mares back to the farm as well. The neighbors shouted, "Your horse has returned," and brought several horses with him. What great luck. The farmer just kind of nodded his head and replied, "Maybe so, maybe not, we'll see." Later that week, the farmer's son was trying to break one of the mares, and she threw him to the ground, breaking his leg. The villagers cried, "Your son has broken his leg. What terrible luck." The farmer replied, "Maybe so, maybe not. We'll see." A few weeks later, soldiers marched through town, recruiting all the able-bodied boys for the army. They did not take the farmer's son, still recovering from his injury. Friends shouted, "Your boy is spared. What tremendous luck." To which the farmer, with a little smile on his face, said, "Maybe so, maybe not. We'll see, we'll see." This is a story of equanimity, a story of someone who understands and embraces the impermanent, uncertain, unpredictable nature of the world we live in. During difficult times, in our ordinary worldly understanding, trust usually means that we have some expectation for pleasant outcomes, or that things will be okay, or that we'll get better. A more realistic view, however, shows that sometimes things get better, and sometimes things get worse. But always it is true that things do not stay the same. When our expectations are met, we suffer, wanting what we don't have, or not wanting what we do have, when our expectations are not met. When our expectations are met, we also suffer because we struggle to hold on to that which we do want, fearing that we will lose it. And yes, we will lose it sooner or later. The solution to this difficulty is found through acknowledging, accepting, and personally experiencing the truth of the uncertain, impermanent, unpredictable nature of our world. In doing so, we find a refuge in equanimity. This work begins with seeing what is true. It matures through resisting the impulse to engage in denial, distraction, or bargaining with what is true. And it comes to fruition by learning to be simply present with things as they are without reactivity, by neither holding on to the pleasant nor pushing away the unpleasant. We can rest in equanimity, at peace in every circumstance. In this state of equanimity, we have the clarity and wisdom to know how to respond to our situation. This approach to life may sound counterintuitive. To neither hold on to pleasantness nor to push away unpleasantness seems to run counter to our instincts. Keeping the uncertainties and inevitable losses of life in the forefront of one's mind may seem a bit cynical or depressing. But I personally find a great deal of joy in this world while holding these views. The joy I experience arises in part exactly due to the very fleeting nature of what is here now. I know that my life will end in death, that I will lose my relationship with everyone and everything in my life, and that all my accumulations of possessions and ideas will be lost to me. It is the recognition of this very temporal, impermanent nature of each thing, every relationship, and each moment of awareness which lends life its sublime preciousness. This recognition creates for me the potential for a deep joy in the experience of every moment. In the end, there are only a few things I've come to fully trust in my life. One is that everything changes, coming into and out of being continuously. Another thing I've come to trust is my capacity, if not always my capability, to be present with it all. There are a few others, but they are subjects for other days. I challenge you today to look deeply at the uncertain, impermanent, and unpredictable nature of our world and see how doing so might change your view of life, of what is trustworthy, and of your spiritual practice. Join us today as we explore the possibilities.